award, and gender. This was given as a talk and a handout at the Seattle Book Fair in 1999. In 1998, I was on a jury of three choosing a literary prize. From 104 novels, we selected a winner and four books for the shortlist, arriving at consensus with unusual ease and unanimity. We were three women, and the books we chose were all written by women. The eldest and wisest of us said, "Ouch! If a jury of women picks only women finalists, people will call us a feminist cabal and dismiss our choices as prejudiced, and the winning book will suffer for it." I said, "But if we were men and picked all books by men, nobody would say a damn thing about it." "True," said our wise woman, "but we want our winner to have credibility, and the only way three women can have credibility as a jury is to have some men on the shortlist." Against my heart and will, I agreed. And so two women who should have been there got bumped from our shortlist, and the two men whose books we had placed sixth and seventh got on it. Literary awards used to be essentially literary events. Though a prize such as the Pulitzer certainly influenced the sale of the book, that wasn't all it was valued for. Since the takeover of most publishing houses by their accounting departments, the financial aspect of the literary award has become more and more important. These days, literary prizes carry a huge weight in fame, money, and shelf longevity. But only some of them. Certain awards are newsworthy and success-assuring. Most of them are not. The selection of which prize is sure to hit the headlines and which is ignored seems to be almost totally arbitrary. The media follow habit without question. Hysteria about the Booker Prize is assured. General indifference to the Penn Western States Award is certain. Most writers who have served on award juries agree that the field of finalists is often so qualitatively even that selection of a single winner is essentially arbitrary. Many also agree that the field of finalists often contains books so various in nature and intent that the selection of a single winner is, again, essentially arbitrary. But a single winner is what is demanded of them, so they provide it. Then publishers capitalize on it, bookstores fawn on it, libraries stock their shelves with it, while the shortlist books are forgotten. I feel that the competitive single-winner pattern is suited to sports events, but not to literature, that the increasingly exaggerated dominance of the big awards in the field of fiction is pernicious, and that the system inevitably perpetuates cronyism, geographical favoritism, gender favoritism, and big-name syndrome. Of these, gender favoritism particularly irks me. It is so often and so indignantly denied that I began to wonder if I was irked over nothing. I decided to try to find if my impression that the great majority of literary awards went to men had any foundation in fact. To establish my facts, I limited my study to fiction. If more men than women publish fiction, that would, of course, justify an imbalance towards male prize winners. So to start with, I did some gender sampling of authors of novels and story collections published in various periods from 1996 to 1998. My time was limited and my method was crude. The numbers, only about 1,000 writers in all, may not be large enough to be statistically significant. My author gender count covers only 4 recent years, while my figures on the awards go back decades. A study on author gender in fiction in the whole 20th century would be a very interesting subject for a thesis. My sources were Publishers Weekly for general fiction, What Do I Read Next for genre fiction, and The Horn Book for children's books. I counted authors by sex, omitting collaborations and any names that were not gender identifiable. My genre sources identified aliases. Rumor has it that many romances are written by men under female pen names, but I found only one transgenderer, a woman mystery writer who used a male name. Author gender, summations. General fiction, 192 men, 167 women, slightly more men than women. Genre fiction, 208 men, 250 women, more women than men. Children's books and young adult. 83 men, 161 women. Twice as many women as men. All genres, 483 men, 578 women. About 5 women to 4 men. 80 of the authors in my genre category were romance writers, all women. If you consider them as probably balanced by predominantly male-written genres, such as sports, war, and porn, which I did not have figures for, you might arrive at parity. It looks as if overall, as many women as men, perhaps slightly more women than men, write and publish novels and stories. Author gender in fiction is pretty near 1-to-1. Now for the gender counts and ratios for literary prizes. Ideally, I would have listed the shortlists or runners-up where available, but given the shortness of time in which I had to prepare this paper and the shortness of life, I list only winners. Information on most awards, including shortlists, winners, and sometimes jurors, is accessible at libraries and on the net. The years covered are the years the prize has been given, up to 1998. These spans, of course, vary greatly. The oldest is the Nobel Prize in Literature. I did not try to find out the gender composition of the juries of any of these awards, though many are on record. I wish I had the time to go into this and find out whether juries are gender balanced or not, whether the balance has changed over time, and whether gender composition influences their choices. One might well assume that men tend to pick men and women women, but if juries are even moderately balanced between men and women, my figures do not support this assumption. It looks as if men and women tend to pick men. Most awards are chosen by a judge or panel of judges, but some genre prizes are voted by readers, or, in the case of the Nebula Award, fellow writers in the genre. In this context, I want to point out that the MacArthur Genius Awards are nominated by experts chosen by the MacArthur Foundation, and the winners are selected by a board chosen by the foundation, a permanently secret board, whose members are therefore, in the true meaning of the word, irresponsible. In all the arts awards given by the MacArthur Foundation, I find the 3-to-1 gender ratio, 3 men to 1 woman, so consistent that I must assume it is the result of deliberate policy. Gender ratio of literary prizes, male to female. In order of most extreme imparity to nearest parity. Nobel Prize in Literature, 10 men to 1 woman. Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction, 8-to-1. Edgar Grand Master Award, Mystery, 7-to-1. National Book Award, now American Book Award, 6-to-1. World Fantasy Lifetime Achievement Award, 6-to-1. Pulitzer Prize for Literature since 1943, 5-to-1. Edgar Award for Best Novel since 1970, Mystery, 5-to-1. Hugo Award, Science Fiction, Reader Vote, 3-to-1. World Fantasy Best Novel Award, 3-to-1. Newbery Award, Juvenile, 3-to-1. Nebula Award, Science Fiction, voted by fellow writers, 2.4-to-1. Pulitzer Prize for Literature, till 1943, 2-to-1. Edgar Award for Best Novel, till 1970, Mystery, 2-to-1. Booker Prize, 2-to-1. Some observations. Though the number of men and women writing literary fiction is nearly equal, the big literary awards, Nobel, National Book Award, Booker, Penn, Pulitzer, gives 5.5 prizes to men for every 1 to a woman. Genre awards average 4-to-1, so a woman stands a better chance of getting a prize if she writes genre fiction. Among all the prizes I counted, the ratio is 4.5-to-1. For every woman who gets a fiction prize, 4.5 men do. Or to avoid the uncomfortable idea of half men, you could say that 9 men get a prize for every 2 women who do. Except in the Nobel, which gave 3 women prizes in the 90s, There was no gain in gender parity in these prizes during the 20th century, and in some cases, a drastic decline. I broke the figures for the Pulitzer into before and after 1943, and the Edgar Best Novel into before and after 1970 to demonstrate the most notable examples of this decline. There would have to have been a massive change in author gender, a great increase in the number of men writing fiction in these fields to explain or justify the increasing percentage of male award winners. I do not have the figures, but my impression is that there has not been any such great increase. My guess is that the 50-50 ratio of men and women writing fiction has been fairly constant through the 20th century. In children's literature, where by my rough count there are twice as many women authors, men win three times as many prizes as women. Nearly two-thirds of mystery writers are women, but men get three times as many prizes as women, and since 1970, five times as many. The inescapable conclusion is that prize juries, whether they consist of readers, writers, or pundits, through conscious or unconscious prejudice, reward men 4.5 times more than women. The escapable conclusion is that men write fiction 4.5 times better than women. This conclusion appears to be acceptable to many people so long as it goes unspoken. Those of us who do not find it acceptable have to speak. Literary juries and the sponsors of awards need to have their prejudices queried and their consciousness raised. The perpetuation of gender prejudice through literary prizes should be challenged by fair-minded writers by discussions such as this, by further and better research, and by letters of comment and protest to the awarding bodies, to literary publications, and to the press. Details of the counts and awards. This appendix is for people who enjoy details and want to see how my system of determining author gender and gender parity worked, or suggest how it might be improved, enlarged, and updated, a job I would gladly hand on to anybody who wants to undertake it. And I have made some notes and observations on various outcomes and oddities. Author gender, novels and story collections. Literary fiction. Hardcover, men 128, women 98. Male to female ratio 1.3:1. Trade paperback, men 64, women 69. Male to female ratio near parity. Genre fiction. Mystery, men 52, women 72. Male to female ratio 0.7:1. Romance. Men, 0. Women, 80. Male-to-female ratio, 0:1. Western, men, 60. Women, 22. Male-to-female ratio, 3:1. Fantasy, men, 39. Women, 40. Male-to-female ratio, near parity. Science fiction, men, 57. Women, 35. Male-to-female ratio, 1.6:1. Juvenile fiction. Children, age 6 to 12. Men, 80. Women, 117. Male-to-female ratio, 0.7:1. Young adult. Men, 23. Women, 44. Male-to-female ratio, 1:2. Summary. Literary fiction. Men, 192. Women, 167. Genre fiction, men 208, women 249. Juvenile fiction, men 103, women 161. These categories, derived from my reference sources, should be taken with extreme distrust. Genre, as generally understood, is itself a suspect concept. Many of the books could well have been listed in two or even three categories. Total count of gender of authors of novels and story collections. Total authors, 1,080. Men, 503. Women, 577. Approximate male to female ratio, 5:6. author gender in awards given to novels and story collections. The Nobel Prize in Literature, voted by a special board. Between 1901 and 1998, the prize was given 91 times. It was not given 7 times, notably during World War II. It has been split twice between 2 men and once between a man and a woman, so that the totals have decimals. Men, 85.5. Women, 8.5. Male-to-female ratio, almost exactly 10 to 1. The years women were given the Nobel for Literature were 1909, 1926, 1928, 1938, 1945, 1966, 1991, 1993, 1996. Pretty much one woman per decade, till the 90s when 3 women were given prizes. The Pulitzer Prize for Literature, voted by a jury of writers, given since 1918 with 6 no award years. Men, 50. Women, 23. Male-to-female ratio, just over 2 to 1. The ratio has declined severely from parity since 1943. Of the 23 awards to women, 12 were given in the 25 years 1918 through 1943, but only 11 in the 54 years 1944 to 1998. Since 1943, though half or more of the shortlist authors are often women, 5 out of 6 winners have been men. Male-to-female ratio, 5 to 1. The Booker Prize, voted by a jury of writers and critics. Given since 1969. Men, 21. Women, 11. Male-to-female ratio, 2 to 1. This ratio has been pretty steady over 30 years, remaining the nearest parity of the prizes I examined. The National Book Award, American Book Award. Given since 1950, with various types of jury, various sponsors, and several changes of category in fiction, so it is hard to count, as well as I can determine, the Best Novel Award, excluding genre and juvenile, has been as follows. Men, 43. Women, 7. Male-to-female ratio, 6 to 1. The Penn Faulkner Award for Fiction, voted by a jury, given since 1981. Men, 17. Women, 2. Male-to-female ratio, 8.5 to 1. As there are always women on the shortlist for the Penn Faulkner, I was startled, in fact shocked, to discover how few have been given the award. This prize is almost as male-oriented as the Nobel. The Nebula Award, Science Fiction and Fantasy, voted by public nomination and secret ballot of members of the Science Fiction and Fantasy Writers Association. Given since 1965. Men, 24. Women, 10. Male-to-female ratio, 2.4 to 1. The Hugo Award, Science Fiction, voted by ballot of members of the World Science Fiction Convention. Given since 1953. Men, 36. Women, 11. Male-to-female ratio, 3 to 1. I find it interesting that these 2 balloted awards, the Nebula, selected by writers, and the Hugo, by fans, are nearer parity than several juried awards, and far nearer parity than the similarly balloted Edgar. The World Fantasy Award, given by a jury plus an anonymous decision. Best Novel, split awards cause decimals. Men, 18.5, women, 5.5. Male-to-female ratio, 3 to 1. Lifetime Achievement, 16 awards plus a 5-way split. Men, 17, women, 3. Male-to-female ratio, 6 to 1. The Edgar Award, Best Novel, Mystery, voted by the members of the Mystery Writers of America. Given since 1946. Men, 39. Women, 13. Male-to-female ratio, 3 to 1. This ratio is for the whole 52 years, From 1946 to 1970, 16 men and 8 women were given the prize, making the ratio 2-1. But in the 28 years since 1970, despite the fact that considerably more women than men write mysteries, only 5 women have won best novel, making the male-to-female ratio almost 5-1. Grandmaster. First given in 1955 to Agatha Christie. For the next 15 years, only men were made grandmasters. By 1998, of the 46 grandmasters, 35 were men, 8 women. But 3 of those 8 women shared a single award. No men have been asked to share their grand mastery. Counting the 3-1 as a single award, the male-to-female ratio is 7-1. The Newbery Award for Excellence in Children's Literature, voted by a panel of experts. Given since 1922. 1922 to 1930, all the awards went to men. 1931 to 1940, all to women. From 1941 to 1998, men 16, women 40. As about 1 out of 3 authors of books for children and young adults is a man, the prize is a pretty fair reflection of author gender.